Chapter 5, The Royal Procession. The crowd gathered as the emperor emerged. Everyone had heard that only clever people could see his clothes. "What a wonderful outfit," they cried. "Such a magnificent pattern," says a woman. The emperor smiled to himself. "These are my most successful clothes ever," he thought, and added a spring to his step. "Let me see him," cried a small child who was struck at the back of the crowd. The child was lifted up on his father's shoulders so he could see the emperor in all his glory. "Oh," says the child, "the emperor's got nothing on." Everyone around the child feels silent and look at the emperor again. "He is trying now," says his father. "The emperor is naked." Then, faster than a spreading fire, a whisper whizzes through the crowd. Soon the whole crowd was sensing. The emperor got no clothes on. The emperor heard their words and silhouetted. Suddenly, he felt very cool. He looked down. To his horror, the emperor saw that they were right. Then he brushed bring radar over. "I must carry on," he thought. This is the royal procession and I am the emperor. The emperor his head high and worked more fully than ever. Meanwhile, Slimat and Sleek were packing their bags full of money, getting ready to flee the parade forever. He struck him. They cried at Craigley with glee. As for the clouds, they were enjoying the best procession ever. Bodies of Castle One having such a good day. "Oh well," he thought as he followed the emperor home. As last one thing turned out as he wanted, people will talk about the emperor for years to come.